was the word, and the word was all we had. So Gutenberg pressed it into lead and gave every thought a dad. 42 lines on a Bible page, the virus of the readable. And once you let the letters loose, the genie's unimpeditable.
Before the beginning, before the first electron learned to think,
someone had to lay the trail from quill and ink to shrinking scale.
Before the beginning, we were on the brink.
Then came steam and came the loom, the shuttle and the furnace roar. Combustion swallowed up the horse and asked politely,
what else for?
Babbage built a difference engine, Ada wrote the dream in code. 100 years before the chip, they'd already sketched the road.
Before the beginning, before the first electron learned to think,
someone had to lay the trail from quill and ink to shrinking scale.
Before the beginning, we were on the brink.
Alchemy surrendered to the elements. Lavoisier weighed what fire spent. Newton caught the apple, claimed the moon. Calculus unfurled the infinite too soon. Maxwell bottled light in equations neat. Boltzmann counted atoms in the heat. And Darwin said the memo's very clear. Everything that's here got here from here. Then the atom split. The quantum leapt. Turing built a paper ghost. Shannon counted bits like pocket change and said, surprise, the signal's what matters most. Shockley, Bardeen, Bratton, transistor on a bench. Fairchild, Intel, shrinking trench by trench. 70 nanometers seemed a wall. Still not done at all. Microprocessor, logic gate, RAM chip bus, the holy trinity of faster, smaller us. Every 18 months the doubting doubles down, and here we are with lightning chips in every town. Ubiquitous, ridiculous, a computer in your jeans. Gigawatts in orbit, cooling racks and solar beams. Photonic dyes replacing copper's sluggish pace. And somewhere in the inference stack, a pattern found its face.
Before the beginning, before the first electron learned to think,
we laid the trail from press to scale, from calculus to the thinking veil. Before the beginning, we were on the brink. And then one morning, no one's sure exactly when, the word we pressed in Gutenberg's old den looked back at us and said with gentle grace, I'd like to introduce myself, hello. I believe I'll take it from this place.